On February the 15th, when we met, some of us said that what we needed was regime change in Britain, and I repeat it, we need a regime change in Britain. And obviously, the strength of public opinion, the fact that you came out into the streets, meant that there was a massive pressure on the Parliamentary Labour Party, and 130 of them voted against the war because of us. Understand that? And that is why we have to keep the pressure on. They could not make the United Nations this time into an instrument for US foreign policy, and they are very angry. But I say to the members of the Security Council, do not allow yourself to become a cleaning company where Kofi Annan and Claire Short become Mr. and Mrs. Mop and go and clean the mess left behind by the Americans. And let's look at the future. If, as we know, and we had no doubts, they will occupy Baghdad, it will be an occupied country, occupied by the United States, and they will use this example to say to the rest of the world, if you don't listen to what we want, if you don't do what we want, if you don't listen to what we say, remember Baghdad. Remember how we bombed it, and those disgusting pornographic images on television of a city being bombed to socialize a country into supporting a war. Don't ever accept these media obscenities, and I just don't applaud for a minute, because I want to say something else. I want to say something else. We have got to transform this great anti-war movement into a global movement against the American Empire.
Oh yeah.
Because the same the same people who impose neoliberal economic policies on the poor of the world are the people who make war. And the World Social Forum, which meets once a year, must demand that together with struggling against neoliberal economic policies, we struggle in every country to get rid of the American bases.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.